To the physicians at Mission Hospital, part of St. Joseph Health System, even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's time now for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Cardiac surgery can be life-changing for patients and their loved ones, and there are many adjustments that patients must make following surgery in order to have a successful recovery. My guest is Nilo Siddiqui. She's a cardiovascular nurse practitioner with Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Nilo. So let's start talking about post-op cardiac care. First of all, what generally cardiac surgery, what are we talking about? What kinds of surgery are we talking about?
Well, here at Mission Hospital, we've actually advanced throughout the years. We are pretty much innovative, up to date with other centers that do most of the minimally invasive surgeries. We do the basic coronary artery bypass grafting. We do valve replacements, whether that would be mitral valve, aortic valves. We do ascending aortas. We do combination surgeries where valves are involved as well as aortas. Minimally invasive, new technology surgeries where we don't, you know, usually have to go through the sternum. We have to use the right thoracotomy approach, or, you know, we're even trying to get into the robotic surgery. So we do pretty much a variety of most of the advances of cardiac surgery.
So, you know, this is very scary for people, and preoperatively they've been told the risks, they've been signed all their forms, you know, their family's waiting for them, then they go into surgery. Then what, Nilo? What happens right when they're done with surgery? They are wheeled into recovery, and what happens from there?
Well, actually, our patients, we have a really good cardiac surgery team and an approach to the patient's post-op recovery care. So our patients go from the operating room to the intensive care unit, where that's where they'll get recovered. We have heart nurses who are specially trained to take care of those patients with one-to-one attention. Families are updated. They're welcome to see their patient, their family members. The surgeons update the families. I play a big role in that perioperative period where the families are familiar to me, the nurses, should they have any questions. So it's more of like a team approach. We have a system in place. We have specific orders that say how to take care of that patient. And then they usually stay in the intensive care unit at least 24 to 48 hours, depending on the complexity of the surgery. And then usually they're recovered. They've recovered from the intensive care unit, and then we move them to a telemetry ward where they continue their rehabilitation towards going home.
So after they've woken up from the surgery, Nilo, then certainly the pain management comes into play. And what do you do, and how do you keep the family apprised of what you're doing as you're doing it?
Well, before surgery, actually, I sit down with the families. If I'm not available, the nurses. We talk about perioperative pain. You know, we talk about the pain scale and how much pain to expect. And the younger patients actually experience more pain due to the muscle mass that they have versus the elderly. What we offer at Mission Hospital is something called intrathecal morphine that they get during surgery that helps them post-op with pain. We also use IV Tylenol, and we talk to the patients about all of this. Initially, you know, in the intensive care unit, they usually get either IV morphine or IV pain medication to keep that pain controlled. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, I usually am pretty frank with them, saying that 10 being the worst pain of your life, will try to keep you comfortable somewhere around a 2 or a 3. You may not ever be a 0 just because of the soreness of, you know, surgery and recovery. But usually after that period where they can start eating, we transition their IV pain medication to oral medication. So we keep our patients pretty comfortable, and we actually send them home on pain medication too. So
after they have really recovered well and their pain is being dealt with, then how soon can they get up, move around, you know, are there pain in the legs if they've had bypass surgery, or when can they resume some light activity, walking in the hallways, any of that?
Actually, patients recover very soon, and we get them walking the next morning after their surgery. They're sitting, you know, up for breakfast. So if they had surgery today, we get them up in the chair for breakfast and get them walking the next afternoon. The sooner, you know, studies have shown the sooner you're mobile, the better towards recovery. And with advances, like I said, in bypass surgery, now that we can endoscopically harvest vein from their legs versus, you know, back in the olden days where they used to cut the whole leg open, it actually helps with their recovery and mobility soon after. So we also get physical therapy involved right away. It's more of a team approach to kind of guide them towards their, you know, ambulating. We prefer that they walk at least 6 times a day. And when they go home, we kind of have that system in place where we tell them the same thing. So they're pretty mobile right away.
And they've started cardiac rehab, really phase one, kind of even starts right then when they're starting to walk, as you say, the next day and get up and walk around. And what do you tell them as far as their diet after surgery for the week, you know, the week after and 2 weeks after? Do they have to concern themselves with what they eat?
Yes. They, you know, it's really hard for patients to, number one, accept the reality of their diagnosis. The second hardest thing is to accept that they've had surgery, and the third hardest thing is now I need to modify my lifestyle and start changing things. Talking about cardiac rehab, what the big role I play essentially is, you know, getting them ready for home. And one of the things that we focus on is, you know, diet modification in addition to taking medication. So diet modification starts with low sodium, cardiac, limiting fluids. And if they're diabetic, of course, there needs to be more diabetic teaching and education as far as the low-carb diet. What's neat about our patient population is we actually get dietitians involved, too, to get their expertise on educating these patients and their families on the appropriate diet that they need to continue. Now, realistically speaking, it's really hard, like I said, for patients to accept that they need to start making lifestyle changes and modifications. So what I usually tell them, because the surgery affects their taste buds and a lot of their appetite, the lack of appetite, is, you know, for the first week or so, although we prefer low salt, but if there is, you know, a lunch that you really are craving and it's your favorite meal, it's okay to have that one meal that day because you're recovering and you need at least 2,000 calories to heal right now. So that is, you know, an exception that we make for some of the patients. But ideally, we advise that they start making changes. And then when we refer them to cardiac rehab, outpatient cardiac rehab, when they actually start that program, they have a great system in place where they start working with patients and their families as far as their diet and medications and other things.
So, Nilo, now give us, we only have about a minute and a half left, but give us your best advice for helping a loved one recover from heart surgery.
I would say they definitely need a lot of family support. So, number one. Number two, it would be just changing their life, really. It's more of a reality, you know, now that we have this done, you know, surgery isn't the answer to everything. It doesn't cure the problem. It helps resolve the problem right now. But continuing on, I would say encourage, you know, diet, exercise, taking medications, and a lot of family support to recover through all of this. I am pleased to say that there's been a lot of advances in technology where we can offer the minimally invasive, where the patients can recover faster from surgery and continue on with their lives. And definitely starting cardiac rehab as an outpatient has been beneficial.
Well, Nilo, yeah. I certainly applaud your work, and I know that the patients that are attending cardiac post-op cardiac care at Mission Hospital are grateful that you're there to help them. You're listening to Mission for Health Mission Radio, and you can get more information at missionforhealth.com. That's Mission, the number for health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.